past 6. This morning, new measures to make it easier and quicker for small businesses to get loans come into force. But will it work? Darshini has that and the rest of the business news. Morning, Darshini.
Morning, Nick. Thank you. Yes, also coming up, how the gaming industry is telling us to stay glued to the screen for our own health. But first, as we've been highlighting, coronavirus business interruption loans can provide small viable companies with an emergency lifeline, with the government paying the first year of interest and charges and backing 80% of the loan. At the last count, there had been 130,000 inquiries, and of those, 1,250 had been converted into approved loans. Now, to start with, some applicants were being diverted to higher cost products or asked to put down personal guarantees. Well, these changes aims to do away with that for most loans and speed up the process. However, some, like Beth Johnson, who runs a marketing agency, are still concerned about interest rates and potential delays.
2 days later, we had one request for additional information, which we provided the same day. And since then, we've had one email that just said, "We're working on it!" exclamation point. And that was about a week ago. We would have been able to get just a normal business loan because we're a good business. But still, I don't understand what the interest rates are going to be around it when it does become payable. And also, I don't understand the time that it's taking as well.
Well, about 40 lenders initially signed up to support the scheme, but now a few have temporarily paused their involvement, and one of those is London-based Newable. Chris Madsen is its chief executive. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Why is it that you've paused your involvement?
Well, we traditionally make loans of between £25,000 and £150,000, and those type of loans need to be secured by personal guarantees in order for us to comply with our lending requirements from our funders. So we're not a bank ourselves.
So basically
ourselves.
Putting up the likes of homes as collateral is what you're saying?
Well, not homes in this case, but other types of assets, yes. Now, an unfortunate consequence of the government's change of policy on Friday means that we can no longer abide by our funding requirements if we are to make loans without personal guarantees. So that's given us a real problem, and we've temporarily paused our loans.
And had you actually approved any ahead of pausing this?
Yes, we had, and we'd seen huge demand. But unfortunately, there is a systemic problem, and there's just simply not enough money getting through. If you consider that there are about 6 million SMEs in the UK, and if only 10% of them needed a loan of, say, £50,000, that would equate to £30 billion of requirement. Well, currently, all of the 40 lenders are only lending about £45 million a week. That's less than a third of 1% of the total requirement. So at current rates, it's going to take about...
Which is even more reason for us to see a speeding up of this process and more lenders getting involved rather than fewer. I mean, you've written to the Treasury, haven't you, asking for the government to back not just 80% of the scheme, but 100%. So in effect, what you're saying is the taxpayer and the business owner should bear all the risk and you just collect the interest.
Well, our proposal is that we follow the US example and increase the guarantee to 100%, as you say. What that means is that would enable us to massively speed up the process because there wouldn't be any underwriting required. We'd only need to make simple identity checks. But the second part of what we're requesting is that the government puts in place a liquidity facility to allow lenders like us, who are non-banks, to access money from the Bank of England at low interest rates, and then we can pass on those low interest rates. So,
and have you had anything back yet?
No, we haven't, unfortunately, but I hope they're listening this morning.
Okay, and it does sound a bit when you talk about the fact that, you know, we understand that you do want to speed this up, but this is meant to be about businesses that are able to survive this temporary, hopefully, crisis. But it sounds like you haven't got much confidence that these businesses will ultimately be viable and be able to repay these loans.
Well, some of these businesses will inevitably fail. That's a natural part of the economy. But obviously, in this crisis period, the chances of that increase enormously. The scheme that the government currently has in place offers an 80% guarantee, but it has a 75% portfolio cap. So actually, the lenders are exposed for 40% of all the money that they lend out. What that means is it takes a lot more time to underwrite against that risk, and it leads to higher decline rates, as Beth Johnson was saying, and it can also lead to higher interest rates because of the increased risk.
Bearing all that, and we're going to be talking to the British Business Bank in the next hour, would you advise other lenders to consider this scheme or just to steer clear at the moment?
No, I think the government has to step in. They have to increase the guarantee to 100% and they have to put in place a liquidity facility. If they do that together, the 40 accredited lenders under the Business Bank scheme will be able to save hundreds of thousands of companies who otherwise, over the course of the next 2 to 3 months, are simply going to go bust.
Okay, Chris Manson, we're going to have to leave it there from Newable. Thanks for joining us this morning.